You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Federal officials are investigating why two planes got dangerously close on a runway at New York's LaGuardia Airport earlier this month, despite the airport being equipped with an advanced surface radar system that is designed to prevent these close calls. Both the FAA and the NTSB said today that they are investigating the May 6th incident when a Republic Airways jet had to abort takeoff because a United Airlines plane was still taxiing across the runway. In audio from the tower that ABC obtained from liveatc.net, the air traffic control said to the pilot of the Republic Airways jet, "Sorry, I thought United had cleared well before that."
Did he say, "My bad, bruh"?
He did, yes, later on.
"Excuse me, dude, trying to fly here." We also had two Alaskan airline jets clip wings. I believe it was in Seattle. They were both California-bound. Those planes were packed full of people, and, well, neither of them made it to California.
Could we please talk about the sailboat and the boom, oops, what the hell? Oh, what? Have you seen that video?
I have seen it.
What happened?
So this is a Mexican naval vessel that has sails. I thought we developed past that, but I guess not for military vehicles. It is on a, what's the word I'm looking for here? Goodwill tour. And it was in New York City, and it ran into the Brooklyn Bridge when it lost power in its engine. It was trying to get out of New York City to go to Iceland. That's their next stop on this Goodwill tour. Clearly, it's not going to Iceland now.
To make matters worse, they had all of the crew up and in formation on all of the mast supports. So a couple of the sailors who died were...
They were not on the mast. They were killed by pieces of the mast falling down onto the deck, is my understanding.
But like the supports for the sails coming off of the mast, they go into formation where they're all lined up on those supports.
Got it.
And the sailors were on those supports when it hit the bridge.
Oof. The bridge was shut down for 40 minutes. Two of the Mexican sailors died.
Have you watched?
About a dozen were hurt.
There's probably 50 videos of this because the sailboat was so stunning. Think like the Nina and the Pinta and the Santa Maria.
Wow.
This is sort of what it looked like the old type of ship that your dad would somehow construct in a bottle. And it was all lit up. Okay. So as it was going by, people were commenting on how beautiful it was. And then at some point it was like, wait, there's a bridge right there. Like,
yeah.
And so then everybody's filming, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then one guy said he thought it was part of a movie. He thought they were filming a movie. He's like, 'cause there's no way, right?
Well, they have this gigantic Mexican flag that's flying off the top, if I'm not mistaken, from the video that I saw. And then they ram into the bridge.
And the water, it was high wind, so the water was very choppy. So once they lost power, they were still moving. Thankfully, none of the sails were down.
The day of reckoning for the Philadelphia Eagles' infamous tush-push play is approaching. NFL team owners tabled a vote on the Green Bay Packers' proposed rule change to ban the brotherly shove earlier this spring at the annual league meeting in Florida. But outlets are now reporting that the group of 32 team owners is now ready for the vote and will meet in Minneapolis tomorrow and Wednesday and make a final decision.
How do we feel? How do we feel?
I actually like the play. And
I do,
just,
too.
Just because you can't figure out a way to stop it doesn't mean that it should be banned.
Amen.
There's nothing about the play that I can find that's illegal.
If you're worried about your quarterback, as we were, you tell him he cannot be involved in the tush-push.
Well, we saw other teams grab their tight end and have them do the tush-push.
Yep.
Kind of like a wildcat.
Yeah.
Tush-push.
The only argument toward banning it would be very injury-prone.
Who's been hurt doing the tush-push? Has anybody been hurt yet?
I'm sure that some people have, but...
The best play ever, this was not last season, it might have been the season before last, was we could not get the football into the end zone. And then out of nowhere, Creed Humphrey comes flying in like Superman and just lands that gloriously stocky frame on top of that pile. And then it was a touchdown. So funny.
But Sam, back to your point about the injuries, shouldn't that be up to it? I mean, then a team would decide, well, we don't want to lose this player. They're too valuable to the team. We're not going to incorporate a play that some people think is inherently dangerous.
Right.
Well, it's like the same thing with the hip drop tackle. There is nothing, according to the NFL rules, there is nothing illegal about the hip drop tackle. In fact, many would argue that's how you tackle. Yeah. You have to use your body weight to bring the guy down. Otherwise, you're going to wrap him up and he's going to drag you all the way down the field, right?
Yeah.
Well, they decided, because people were getting ankle injuries, that if you swing your hips around after you tackle somebody, that's illegal.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.